Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Lots to get to with our friend and teammate from 101.7 The Truth, host of the afternoon show and former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant, Dr. Ken Harris, live with us on the program.
Good morning. How are you?
So where do you want to start, Dr. Ken? You want to start with the shooting here in Milwaukee, or do you want to start with the Secret Service and the investigation into the assassination attempt?
Let's start with the Secret Service and work our way to the other day.
Okay, you and I had a fascinating conversation about one of the theories you have as to how this security detail for the former president and the GOP nominee could have lapsed so severely.
Well, you have to think about the fact that it was over 40 years since Ronald Reagan was killed. If you look at the fact that if you went into the Secret Service at age 22 and you retired at 57, that's not enough time for them to have what's called institutional memory. Now, everybody has experience. You can have 10 years on the job. You can have 20 years on the job. But if you haven't experienced and lived certain things, you just don't really know the angst that comes with it and the fear that causes you to get everything right and double-check everything and make sure everything is just up to par. And so I believe Secret Service doesn't have what's called institutional memory. It's gone. You didn't see anybody on that stage that looked like they were a day over 40. If you look at the director, she's not that old either, which is kind of weird to say. But when you think about it, there's no one there that has experienced an assassination attempt or losing a subject. So they have no idea the work and the commitment it would take in order to get that job done. And overall, they failed.
Ken, do you have concerns moving forward, not even just the next several months, but the next several years in terms of if, you know how copycats operate, and if they see an opportunity that perhaps, you know, it's been smoke and mirrors here with the Secret Service. Well, the Secret Service, this person's well protected. If there's some sort of indication that this unit is not operating properly, does that just invite further attacks?
I would say no, because they're going to call in some of their consultants who are former Secret Service agents and former FBI to kind of shore it up to give them the information they need. But by and large, even with the threat from Iran, I think they'll be okay.
So here locally, just a couple of blocks away from RNC, Ken, we had a shooting involving out-of-town police from Ohio, a deadly shooting. They confronted a man armed with knives who was attacking another man. And just, what, hours later, if that, the body cam video was released. Did you watch it? What do you think?
I watched it, and I believe the officers acted within their legal right. When you travel, you have the you are allowed to use the procedures and the things of that state. In other words, you're covered by their laws as it relates to you acting as a law enforcement officer. And so I'm sure there's a memorandum of understanding in place. Simple stuff, like those cops wouldn't be arresting you for misdemeanor like retail theft. They would hold you and turn you over to Milwaukee. But if there's something that's life and death, something that's a felony, aggravated assault, things of that nature, they're going to act because it's in their instinct, and they took an oath to the Constitution to do that, and that's what it looks like they did.
Former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris, with us this morning. We'll see you down here later, Ken.
All right, take care.
And to just put a ribbon on that conversation as well, this will be investigated by local authorities. The Milwaukee Area Investigative Team, which investigates all of these officer-involved shootings in this area, Greenfield Police has been assigned to be the lead law enforcement agency for this investigation. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.